North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next hour, I will be reading from the Triangle Business Journal. Cover story this week, 40 under 40. 40 individuals under the age of 40 from all walks of life are recognized for their professional accomplishments and work in the community. We'll get to that cover story after the biz section. Biz is written by managing editor Dane Huffman. His top story this week, Buc-ee's promotes its reel in Mebane. Oversized Plaza will have a 75,000 square foot building off of I-85 and I-40. Buc-ee's wants to ensure interstate travelers that its plans for a Mebane store are more than just a dream. The much-hyped convenience store chain has put up a billboard near its planned site in Mebane that says, "Yes, it's real." After some public resistance, the rezoning for the 32-acre site off Interstate 40 and 85 at Trollingwood Hawfields Road for the Buc-ee's was approved in January by the Mebane City Council. The Buc-ee's plan for Mebane calls for a 75,000-square-foot building, 120 fueling positions, and approximately 600 parking spots, including electric vehicle charging and bus or RV parking. Buc-ee's, with its oversized travel plazas, has grown a large customer base as the company has expanded across the country. Founded in Texas, the chain now has nearly 50 locations in 9 states. The Mebane store will be its first in North Carolina and continues of a trend of other national brands such as Wawa targeting this growing state. About the U.S. Open Championship, older Open winners tend to be rare. Some of the biggest names in golf now are getting older, but the fact is the U.S. Open has traditionally been a young man's game. Tiger Woods is 48 and Phil Mickelson is 53, and obviously, anyone in the Triangle would be happy to team up with them and their club's member guest. "Hey, fellas, would you like to meet my buddy Tiger? He's my partner for the weekend. And what's the prize money, anyway?" But no one over the age of 45 has ever won the U.S. Open. The oldest winner was Hale Irwin, 45, who won in epic fashion at Medina Country Club in 1990. And before that, Fayetteville's Raymond Floyd won it at the age of 43 in 1986. And by the way, Jack Nicklaus was 46 when he won the Masters in 1986. Wong's Tacos grabbed spot in Glen Lake. Wong's Tacos of Richmond, Virginia is bringing its fusion of Asian and Mexican food to Raleigh in its first expansion into North Carolina. The restaurant parent company, Eat Restaurant Partners, has signed a lease with Highwoods Properties for a 4,150-square-foot space at its Glen Lake community at 4251 Park Lake Avenue. The restaurant's menu includes items like crouching churros, hidden caramel, Wong's chicken quesadilla, and mushu mushroom fajitas. Chris Swee, president of Eat Restaurant Partners, says Glen Lake was the perfect location to introduce our flavors and fusions to North Carolina in a fun, high-energy space inspired by Asian and Mexican decor. D.C. developer active in the Triangle lands a new CEO. A Washington, D.C. developer with major projects in the Triangle has a new leader. Hoffman & Associates tapped Brian Dawson as its new CEO. Dawson was senior managing director with JLL Capital Markets, focusing on the Southeast. In his role at JLL, he worked closely with Hoffman & Associates on Seaboard Station on the edge of downtown Raleigh and the Wharf in Washington. His career spans 30 years with completing more than $30 billion in capital transactions. Having collaborated with the team on the Wharf for nearly a decade during my time with JLL, I have been continually impressed by the company's innovative approach to catalytic development that has shaped cityscapes across the region and beyond, Dawson says. The previous CEO, Mark Dorrigan, will continue to serve on the investment committee board. Durham firm creates seedless blackberries. First, a Durham biotech developed mustard greens absent the bitter taste. And now it says it has developed the world's first seedless blackberry. The research and development team at Pairwise, a gene editing company focused on food and agriculture, created the blackberry with the biotech's proprietary technology platform called Fulcrum. In addition to being seedless, Pairwise says it has edited the same berry variety to eliminate thorns and create a more compact plant, enabling more efficient fruit harvesting and improved productivity for growers. The blackberries remain in early development, with the company advancing the fruits into the next phase of product development. This includes conducting outdoor field trials as Pairwise works to scale up blackberries and make them available to the public in a few years. The company has recently done the same with its first product, blends of leafy greens that include nutritious mustard greens with improved flavor. After launching the product in select restaurants last year, Pairwise recently signed a licensing deal with life sciences giant Bayer to advance commercialization of the product. We'll move on now to the cover story since we have a lot of folks to talk about. Each year, the 40 Under 40 Awards honor 40 rising stars in the local business world who have distinguished themselves in their companies, their communities, and their industries, all before their 40th birthday. These young professionals are executives, innovators, and entrepreneurs who represent our region's next generation of business leaders. The first honoree is Christine Babowitz. She's the head of global execution excellence at MetLife, and she's 35 years old. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Transformation doesn't happen swiftly across a 156-year-old global company. I have moved throughout the enterprise and within various levels of operations, making sustained impacts on three main areas. Investment in people. Create permission and competency to deploy the future skills needed for success. Remove barriers. Eliminate the challenges that slow down and distract people from their goals. And improve delivery. Focus on improving execution and the impact of achieving business outcomes. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Host and attendee for SAFE Agile Meetups, conference speaker and coach at Agile Industry Conferences, Cramden Institute Geekathon volunteer, and chair of Women in Agile, founder of the Raleigh chapter. What is the greatest obstacle you have overcome in your career? I cannot point to any one obstacle, but rather the pattern of obstacles that came during periods of growth. I relate my journey to that of a mountaineer, where you can often find yourself on a journey of reaching false summits. The hardest obstacle I find is recognizing when you're in the growth period and giving yourself grace for being on a continuous learning journey. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Some of the voices I have always turned to, virtual mentors, if you will, include Mel Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, Lewis Howes, and Brendan Burchard. What is your secret talent? I can organize like a boss, and I have a good systemic way of thinking, connecting dots that many overlook. By the way, these honorees are in alphabetical order. The next one is Andrew Baird. He's 39 years old and the CEO of North Star Aero Services. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Looking back on the list of projects that succeeded and others that did not, I realized each was a building block. The realization and peace that comes from learning with one's mistakes is cathartic, specifically being a part of an organ transplant mission where our team was involved from start to finish across the country was particularly heartwarming. None of those events, however, came close to the pride of being a dad. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I'm proud of my alma mater, NC State University. I serve on the Poole College of Management Board of Advisors. I've served on the North Carolina Emergency Medical Services Advisory Board for several years. My final term as American Heart Association faculty ended in 2023. I also enjoy using our unique skills in private aviation to help those in need, especially kids that require transport to specialty medical care. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? My approach to adversity and shortcomings. I have had to learn to see obstacles as opportunities and flip adversity into areas of achievement. If we're encountering a setback, other organizations likely have as well. That becomes an opportunity to lead and become a positive disruptor in that space. Nothing makes me madder than when I see an organization take advantage of others, especially in moments of vulnerability. It really steams my clams. We see that occur in healthcare too often, and it's nauseating. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? I cannot control the actions of others, but can always control my reactions. I'm learning to do a better communicator, excuse me, learning to be a better communicator and processor of actions I do not agree with or that may cause confusion. Our next honoree is Lorraine Wilson Batts. She's 37 years old and the nursing program manager of Duke Regional Hospital at Duke University Health System. What accomplishments are you most proud of? My work I completed within maternal health for women of color, specifically black women. With collaboration, I led an education training series to address common stigmas and biases causing high maternal mortality rates in our area. Since initiation, I'm proud of the changes in Durham County maternal mortality rates. Another accomplishment is the amount of nurses I've assisted in their professional development within Duke and nursing. As a mentor, we can grow together. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I've been an active member of the Nurse Family Partnership Community Advisory Board, working with first-time mothers in the Wake County area. Along with this program, I've been offering childbirth classes and doula services for low-income families to help them feel prepared for labor, birth, and parenting. Another cause I'm passionate about is car seat safety and offering car seat safety trainings to families. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Learning the hard questions must be asked. If I'm the only one willing to ask, it must be done. Working in healthcare, that is just now acknowledging the health disparities has been a challenge. They've been there a long time. If and when I'm in the room working on projects, I make sure to speak up for those who haven't yet made it to the room. We can only grow together. Nothing makes me madder than people not respecting that we all have a perspective unique to our own experiences. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? The guest list would include Michelle Obama, former First Lady, author and motivator, Breen Brown, researcher, author, and managing speaker, Beverly Malone, president and CEO of the National League for Nursing, and more. Our next honoree is Raj Bhandari. He's the president and owner of Sciencix, and he's 39 years old. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Being a father of two beautiful children, winner of 2023 SBA's National Exporter of the Year, winner of 2024 USPAACC Fast 100, winner of EDPNC Governor's Award for Global Excellence, making history as the first Nepali American honored with the National Business Award by President Joe Biden at the White House, leveraging award platforms to be a voice and advocate for the underserved Nepali American community, and bridging their needs and concerns to the spotlight. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Accepted the role of Sciencix president and owner in January 2021, mid-pandemic, an uncertain and daunting time to take on that level of responsibility. Overcame supply chain issues to serve critical research lab needs during a time of high global demand and urgency for medical research, and remained driven despite countless odds and stereotypes to bring the Nepali American voice to the nation's capital at the White House. Nothing makes me madder than seeing people miss the silver lining opportunity that mistakes offer as learning opportunities to improve. Watching people choose to be defensive rather than owning up and embracing personal growth that comes from failure and mistakes. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, whose immigrant roots have fueled his path to becoming an inspirational leader for my beloved Vikings. The late king of Nepal, Birendra Bir Bikram Shah Dev, for his steadfast leadership and profound challenge, and Jimmy Fallon for his ability to think quick and view life with lightness and humor. What is your secret talent? I am a maestro Nepali chai tea maker and will gladly go up against any barista to prove it. Our next honoree is Abba Bowers. She's 39 and she's the chief growth officer of Walk West. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Becoming a mother to wonderful Remy and Maya. Becoming a CEO, becoming the head performance coach at ISI Elite Training, and an NASM certified nutrition coach to help people live happier, healthier lives. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Haven House, Children's Flight of Hope, Athena of the Triangle, and Band Together. What is the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? achieving my role as CEO and leading in this role during the pandemic. Bauer switched roles inside WalkWest in May. Nothing makes me madder than disrespectful behavior or inefficiencies. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Michelle Obama. What is your secret talent? Boxing. Mama said knock you out. What is a key lesson you've learned along the way? Have faith in the universe and learn to go with the flow. Lindsay Breitschwert is the design director at Gensler, and she's 36 years old. What accomplishments are you most proud of? I was raised in a small town on a family-owned dairy farm and am proud to be one of only 24 women architect design directors at Gensler, a global firm with over 6,000 employees. I'm proud to have been a leading designer on several transformative developments within the Triangle, including Midtown East, East End Market, and The Grove. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I've led my office's community impact initiatives for 9 years, which has given me the opportunity to support many nonprofits. Over the past year, I led the design of a new 20,000-square-foot advocacy center for Safe Child, an incredible nonprofit that serves over 16,000 children and caregivers annually with child abuse prevention, intervention, and support programs. Construction of the center was completed in 2023. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Time management and how to prioritize opportunities. At Gensler, I have the opportunity to serve exceptional clients and work on impactful projects that are reshaping the Triangle. My instinct is to say yes, and it's taken me many years to learn a more successful balance of work priorities with family and personal responsibilities. Managing priorities like design itself can be a work in progress. Nothing makes me madder than people tailgating me. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Oprah Winfrey, Henry Ford, Walt Disney, Anthony Bourdain, and Melissa McCarthy. What's your secret talent? I can make anything. I've had a lot of hobbies along the way which have involved concrete work, sewing, painting, stained glass, leather goods, bookmaking, cheesy cardboard Halloween costumes, you name it. Next we go to Von Bullock Jr. He's the second generation owner of Regional Foundation and Crawl Space Repair, and he's 39 years old. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Being able to scale up a local company in a market saturated with conglomerates and franchises and developing long-term career paths for employees. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Dedicating 10 hours a month to Bible education ministry. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Overcoming the imposter syndrome and permitting myself to hold the team accountable for big, hairy, audacious goals. Nothing makes me madder than people who refuse to accept responsibility or blame. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Patrick Lencioni, American author of books on business, Napoleon Hill, American author, Jay-Z, Patrick Bette David, insurance entrepreneur, and Marcus Lemonis, CEO of Camping World. What's your secret talent? Being able to arrive at the office and leave the office without anyone noticing, and for a man my size, that's a feat. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? A real leader focuses on fairness and accountability, not likability. George Burnett is 35 years old, and he's the vice president of philanthropic and charitable strategist, First Citizens Bank. What accomplishments are you most proud of? The life and family my wife Katie and I have built together. We work very hard, love hard, and play hard, and are raising an amazing, confident, sassy little girl, all while taking chances, growing, and excelling in our careers. Professionally, I'm very proud of the work that I'm doing to build out and expand the Charitable Solutions Group at First Citizens, which was specifically created to help individuals and nonprofits impact their communities. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Education is something that I'm passionate about. I currently teach several classes at Campbell University and serve as the co-chair of the membership committee for the Campbell Law Alumni Association. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Anxiety. At times in my career, that has been almost paralyzing in my work. Learning how to manage those feelings and harness that nervous energy into positive action has been and continues to be something I work on continuously. Nothing makes me madder than people being late, tardiness. If you're saying you're going to be somewhere, be there. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Barack Obama, John Grisham, Pat Conroy, and my dad. These are individuals who I've followed, read, and admired for various reasons. What's your secret talent? I can sing. I sang throughout high school and college, although now my performances are limited to the house and my car. Also, I have a pretty good jump shot. Penn Clark is an attorney at Longleaf Law Partners, and he's 37 years old. What accomplishments are you most proud of? The law firm that my colleagues and I have built. Growing with our clients, we have doubled in size during a short period of time and continue to attract sophisticated and challenging work. I'm also proud to be a husband and father, and am proud of my wife and our two sons. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I currently serve on the boards of Aldert Root Educational Foundation, Camps Seagull and Seafarer, and Washington and Lee University School of Law. With two young sons, I also spend a lot of time coaching various youth sports. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Managing our two boys, ages 1 and 3 at the time, and a busy law practice from home during the uncertain and scary early days of the pandemic. Nothing makes me madder than arriving at the office in the morning and realizing that I've left my laptop at my house. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Winston Churchill, Mark Twain, Teddy Roosevelt, and my grandfathers. What is your secret talent? Identifying and persuading talented people to join our firm. Since I've helped out on the hiring front, we have hired a number of exceptional people who have made our firm stronger. What is a key lesson you have learned along the way? When in charge, take charge. Justin Clayton is the Vice President of External Affairs at United Health Group, and he's 36 years old. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Being a part of the journey to pass Medicaid expansion in North Carolina. This was an issue I worked on in multiple iterations over the course of my career. Representing United Health Group as a part of the coalition of stakeholders across the state that helped to ensure 600,000 North Carolinians received health coverage was an incredibly rewarding experience. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? The YMCA was a big part of my childhood, so serving on the board at the Alexander Family YMCA has allowed me to work with an amazing group of people to help support children and families across the Triangle. I'm also privileged to serve as a member of the Board of Trustees for Meals on Wheels of Durham, working with staff and volunteers to support food security for the vulnerable seniors. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Figuring out what it means to show up as my authentic self in every room has been a rewarding journey both personally and professionally. Nothing makes me madder than people who forget their manners. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Maverick Carter, the marketing and business genius behind LeBron James, Jason Wright, NFL veteran and current president of the Washington Commanders, and Robert F. Smith, founder of Vista Equity Partners. What is your secret talent? I'm an accomplished chef and grill master. What is a key lesson you've learned along the way? Never take it personally. Michael Crook, 37 years old, is partner Parker Poe Adams and Bernstein, LLP. What accomplishments are you most proud of? The service I give my clients and how I help them find creative solutions to complex problems. I'm also proud of leading the firm's pro bono committee, which has resulted in increased pro bono participation throughout its 8 offices. We've given thousands of hours representing the interests of children in court, protecting the rights of marginalized community members, and advising nonprofits and small minority-owned businesses on a variety of legal needs. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? In a law firm, associates are mentored by partners to show them the ropes of serving clients and learning how to practice law. I'm in a position where, after being mentored for years, I'm now mentoring younger attorneys. This transition from student to teacher has been a real professional challenge, and the task of serving as a mentor is something I'm continuing to learn each day. Nothing makes me madder than a lack of empathy. I don't believe anyone naturally has bad intentions. Automatically rejecting a different viewpoint or assuming negative motivations is never the right approach. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Chef Jose Andres, because I admire how his businesses and organizations bring people together through food. John Batiste, because of his interesting background, warm personality, and unbelievable talent. Toto Wolff, because of his admirable business acumen and competitiveness. Amal Clooney, because of the way she uses her profile and intellect to advocate for those without a voice. What's your secret talent? My wife claims my secret talent is cooking scrambled eggs. I don't disagree. Chad Day is Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor of Cap Trust. He's 35 years old. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Personally, raising our daughter, Anna Grace, these past 15 months has been one of the greatest joys in my life. Receiving a scholarship to play golf at NC State is a close second. Those are 4 years I wish I could go back to all the time. I'm also proud of the impact my wife, Caroline, and I have been able to make in the nonprofit space in our community. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? YMCA of the Triangle, Young Professional Board, Vice Chair, American Cancer Society Golf Tournament Committee, and Hayes Barton Baptist Church. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? I started in this career at a young age. Building trust with clients decades older than myself took time and was an obstacle to overcome. Additionally, learning how to accept no as an answer, learn from it, persist, and turn it into something positive was a big hurdle to get me over in my career. Nothing makes me madder than. I asked my wife, and her response was, where do we begin? Wrinkled shirts are high on the list. It does make me mad to watch talent go to waste because people let excuses get in the way of their thinking. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? My grandfather, Richard Day, Jamie Dimon, Elon Musk, the current president at the time, and Tiger Woods. What is your secret talent? It's not so secret amongst my friends, golf. I can be dangerous cooking on the egg as well when I need to be. What's the key lesson you've learned along the way? Take time to appreciate the people around you and be fully present wherever you are at the moment. You will not be remembered by what you do, but by how you make others feel. Stephen Dunn is the Chief Operating Officer of Exeter Building Company, and he's 34. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Disciple, husband, and twin dad. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Prison ministry, Summit Church. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Self-doubt and leaving my first career temporarily to join the military after feeling called to serve. Nothing makes me madder than a UNC loss to Duke. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Alex Hormozy, Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, Stephen Bartlett, and Jocko Willink. What is your secret talent? My wife says I have a strong ability to rhyme and song and speak in a variety of voices. What is a key lesson you've learned along the way? Be a servant leader and take care of the people in your life before yourself. Kristen Engelhart is the Senior Director of Account Services at Brosco, and she's 37. What accomplishments are you most proud of? My husband and I took a huge leap of faith moving from Rochester, New York to Raleigh. We didn't have any connections, family, or friends. We were also first-time parents. We knew we wanted a change. It was a mix of nerves and optimism. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I was connected to the Carrying Place through a dear friend of mine and am now volunteering on their marketing committee as well as consulting on items as they arise. I'm also passionate about mentorship for our agency team, setting them up as successfully as possible based on their skill sets and passions, as well as developing a structure to reach up-and-coming college graduates who are interested in the marketing field. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? 3 months prior to COVID, I became a new mom to my beautiful son, Jude. My last day of maternity leave in March of 2020 coincided with what began as a lengthy New York lockdown. Navigating being a new mom during a time in which the world of work was changing was challenging. I recognize the importance of flexibility and giving myself grace. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? A group of talented and influential women spanning industries and expertise. Brené Brown, Sheryl Sandberg, Betsy Johnson, Gwen Stefani, Linda Kaplan Thaler, and Robin Koval. What is a key lesson you've learned along the way? Two lessons and phrases that inspire me daily. A life done in love is a life done well. Lead with love and compassion. Everyone has their own circumstances. Lead with an open mind and open heart. Aaron Fields is the CEO of 2J30 LLC, doing business as AFC Urgent Care. He's 34 years old. What accomplishments are you most proud of? First, my family. My wife and two girls have provided unwavering support throughout my career. Being a great father will always be the most important aspect of my life. At work, recognizing a demand for change within an industry, developing a business blueprint and turning it into reality, an initial idea evolving into what we have built today, has fostered such meaningful gratification and continued ambition. Having such an amazing team has made this exponentially more fun. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? We're consistently involved and supportive of the local chambers and small business communities in the areas that we serve. I also take pride in supporting and involving myself with CYP, that's Chabad Young Professionals, and its wonderful mission. I currently serve on the Franchise Advisory Council as well as the Innovation and Technology Committee for American Family Care, and volunteering my time to help better our franchise system. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Deciding to leave my family's business as a third generation. It was an arduous decision to make, but in the end I could not suppress the burning desire to establish my own business identity and plant my own flag. Nothing makes me madder than insincerity, a lack of accountability, and people who present problems without solutions, and sloppy shirt collars. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Ari Gold, Mark Cuban, Guy Raz, Tony Hsieh, Gary Vaynerchuk, Michael Jordan, Warren Buffett, and my dad, Mark Fields. What's your secret talent? Being comfortable in the uncomfortable. Our next honoree is Heather Louise Finch, Executive Director of Communication, Planning, and Engagement at Nash County Public Schools. She's 36 years old. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Earning my MBA from George Washington University while working full-time and managing a small business on the side is an accomplishment I'm incredibly proud of. Reflecting on that period, I'm amazed at how I managed to balance everything. During this challenging time, I also successfully orchestrated a move from Washington, D.C. to New York City on my own. This experience stands as a testament to my resilience, determination, and independence. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I've been actively involved in addressing digital disparities in Nash, focusing on improving connectivity to help families engage with their children's schools. We launched a campaign encouraging parents to use the NCPS app. I led a combined media and direct outreach campaign to residents in these fiber deficient zones to download our app. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? The pandemic forced me to make a tough decision to relocate from New York City to North Carolina, a challenging move that significantly tested my mental resilience. Having invested heavily in establishing my career in major cities, this disruption was a major mental hurdle. Yet overcoming this by recognizing the benefits of the move, I ultimately found that it was the best decision for my career and happiness. God has plans and we must abide. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? I'd have lunch with all the late Flowers women. This group includes my late grandmother Icy Pearl Lamb Finch, my great-grandmother Icy Flowers Lamb, and my late great aunts. These women were trailblazers, and their stories have always inspired me. Next is W. Carlton Finch, who does not appear to be related to Hitler. He's 38 and the CEO and principal engineer of Finch and Associates. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Having the courage to leave a stable position at a well-regarded firm to start a one-person structural engineering firm. and over the course of 6 years watching Finch and Associates become the growing multi-discipline firm it is today by way of hard work, not only by me, but by my partners and our entire team. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I serve on the Lacey Foundation Board at Lacey Elementary School, assisting with planning and fundraising efforts. Additionally, I served on the Youth Ministries Board at Christ Church, and I volunteer as a youth soccer and basketball coach. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? In the beginning, navigating the balancing act that was working for myself, by myself, to create a business that had the potential to grow while always striving to be present and involved when our sons were playing sports or had school events and prioritizing time together as a family. Nothing makes me madder than lack of effort. It's okay to not be good at something, but always try your best, and also don't leave the refrigerator door open. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Elon Musk, Jim Valvano, and my father, from whom I was inspired to start a business. What's your secret talent? Masterfully loading a dishwasher to its absolute maximum capacity. What's the key lesson you've learned along the way? It is okay if you sometimes don't immediately know the correct answer or exactly how to navigate a challenge. Take a step back, be patient and thoughtful, but decisive, and always pay close attention to the details. Often the right solution needs time to develop. Samantha Graham, 37 years old, is the Director of Community Initiatives, the Institute for Emerging Issues at NC State University. What accomplishments are you most proud of? My three children. Their innocence and curiosity about the world motivates me to model how to be an active community member and leave things a little better than you found them. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I've been involved with the Great Raleigh Cleanup as a neighborhood litter picker and through thought partnerships and grant writing for their workforce program, which hires unhoused individuals to help clean up neighborhoods. I'm also the treasurer and secretary of the Home and School Administration for Cathedral School. When I have a free afternoon, I volunteer to pack diapers with the diaper train. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? I found imposter syndrome to be very hard to overcome. I'm getting better at it as I move further into my career and realize we're all just muddling through the best we can. The most successful people work hard and thoughtfully partner with others. We are not doing any of this work alone. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? People who have mentored me to where I am today. My first invites are to my mom, dad, and sister, my original cheerleaders. I would also invite Mrs. Summer from high school, Dr. Dickerson, my graduate school advisor, Jane Smith Patterson, my first professional boss, and Sarah Langer Hall, who supports and inspires at IEI. What's a key lesson you've learned along the way? Knowing my communication and management style has helped me accept, learn, and grow others. Ashley Harrington is 35, and she's the director of cybersecurity at ASPIDA. That's ASPIDA. What accomplishments are you most proud of? While I take pride in each of my degrees and certifications, it's my master's degree in cybersecurity management that holds a special place in my heart. It embodies the spirit of overcoming obstacles and relentless perseverance. It's also a testament to my unwavering dedication to the field and my passion for continuous learning, which have propelled both my personal growth and professional development in cybersecurity. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Working up the courage to assert my career aspirations and articulate my goals despite others' expectations. It required overcoming self-doubt and fear of judgment to pursue my true passion. Embracing this challenge has reinforced the importance of living authentically. As Steve Jobs said, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Nothing makes me madder than the persistent underrepresentation of women and minorities in technical and leadership roles. Overcoming systemic biases to ensure they have a seat at the decision-making table is crucial for driving innovation and inclusive leadership in the industry. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Emma Rose Connolly, Robin Anselmi, Marshall Goldsmith, Tony Robbins, Brene Brown, and Simon Sinek. Their diverse expertise in entrepreneurship, strategy, leadership, motivation, vulnerability, and innovation would certainly ignite dynamic and interesting discussions. I would love to just listen to the group conversation about their experience with leadership and overcoming obstacles. The next honoree is Michael J. Hurt, president of the Hurt Organization. He's 39 years old. What accomplishments are you most proud of? The fact that I was able to establish a real estate portfolio out of grinding and hustling, distressed properties to developing and owning entire apartment complexes with no financial or business partners. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? The impact we have on historic downtown communities and communities in general throughout eastern and northeastern North Carolina, as well as southern Virginia, is significant. When you can restore a distressed building that's 125 years old and repurpose these historic landmarks into multifamily apartments or commercial retail, you've contributed to the economic development of the entire community through jobs, tax bases, property value, and housing. That's pretty cool. What is the greatest obstacle you have overcome in your career? Myself. Nothing makes me madder than a bully. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Me, my grandfather, my dad, Donald Trump, Kobe Bryant, Winston Churchill, Stacy Woodhouse, my Vistage team, and Jimmy Carter. Carter, just to see his reaction when my grandfather talks about how he made money during his administration. What is your secret talent? Word on the street is that I can sing pretty well and am a decent coach. What is a key lesson you've learned along the way? Nothing of significance was ever achieved that was easy. Dream big, set bigger goals, do your homework, always do your best, and if the numbers work, pull the trigger. Never, never, never give up. Jennifer Hutton is creative director and principal designer of Growl Design Studio. She's 32. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Although I've been awarded NKBA's 30 Under 30, KBDN's Innovator and Professional Remodelers 40 Under 40, those accomplishments pale in comparison to the business I'm currently building. I'm discovering daily more about myself and my capabilities, and that in itself is an accomplishment. Each day is one step closer to realizing a vision that didn't exist a few years ago, and I'm proud of how this has shaped me for the better. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I lead our company's Give Back initiative, so I'm in charge of connecting with various organizations and leading our annual Thanksgiving food drive. Recently, we volunteered with Durham Rescue Mission, Caring House, Durham Community Food Pantry, Habitat for Humanity, and many more. Our food drive is our biggest initiative, and last year we collected, purchased, weighed, and donated over 2,000 pounds of food. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Starting over. I relocated to Durham at what felt like the beginning of the top of my career back in Buffalo. Having to start from scratch on making a new name for myself in an often competitive industry was a challenge and a very humbling experience, but I'm clearly not impossible. I'm thrilled to be here reinventing myself as a designer and as a person. Starting over has been the best thing I never knew I needed. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Colleen Wegman, Martha Stewart, and Taylor Swift. These are all women who have worked tirelessly to build empires on a foundation rooted in connecting with people and adding something special to the everyday experience. As an aside, if there's one thing to know about me, it's that I have a slight obsession with Wegman's food markets, so meeting the CEO would be a dream come true. Jennifer Jernigan is 39 years old and the senior manager of client education at Abrigo. What accomplishments are you most proud of? The culture and community I've built with my team. It's been an amazing journey over the last 3 years. During this time, our culture has evolved to an environment where we support each other, help overcome obstacles, crush our goals, and celebrate our successes. I'm thankful for the opportunity to lead such an amazing team and honored they trust me to help them along their journey. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I launched a women's group called Girls with Goals. We meet to offer each other support and accountability to reach our short and long-term goals. In addition, I've worked with Dress for Success, our Abrigo women's group partner. At our last event, we worked with women who were focusing on interview skill development. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Being overlooked for a role, having my voice marginalized, and being told I wasn't capable when I had demonstrated the opposite. This obstacle gave me an opportunity to take on a new challenge, which has led to the most fulfilling and rewarding role I've ever had. Nothing makes me madder than having my voice and other voices disregarded. Hearing different perspectives is so important to learn from each other. It's critical to create safe spaces where people feel comfortable speaking up. If we don't do this, we can't learn from each other and our different life experiences. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Maggie Kane from A Place at the Table, Emily Sexton from Flourish Market, Susan Scott, Mel Robbins, Lauren Bostic, and Simon Sinek. What is your secret talent? Being able to deliver feedback in a way that's helpful and uplifting. Kai Kapro is the co-founder and CEO of Terscale, and he's 39. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Several key milestones in my life, self-funding my education through college and law school, which laid the foundation for my entrepreneurial journey, bootstrapping a small local business into a national company, creating fulfilling and well-paid positions for our team members, enhancing their lives and careers, and above all, fulfilling my role as a husband and father, balancing personal and professional commitments with love and dedication. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? American Diabetes Association, Models for Charity, and Meredith College. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Navigating the pandemic was the greatest challenge of my career. Managing shutdowns, dealing with inflation, maintaining employment for my team, and overcoming supply chain constraints required unprecedented resilience and adaptability. This period tested our company's strength and underscored the importance of proactive leadership and a committed workforce. Nothing makes me madder than not getting enough sleep. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Conan O'Brien, Ryan Reynolds, and Jim Farley. What's your secret talent? Jeopardy. And what is a key lesson you've learned along the way? The power of perseverance and vision in entrepreneurship cannot be overstated. Starting with a single location and expanding nationwide taught me that steadfast, relentless commitment and clear goals turn visions into realities. Alex Lassiter is the CEO of Green Places. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Convincing my wife to start dating me in 2008. The odds were stacked against me. She's smarter, better looking, and more charming. Beyond that, I feel lucky for the chance to build a business and work among such a smart group of people. It's rare to get the chance to surround yourself with such good people. I feel lucky for the chance to do that every day. What communities, causes, or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I've been deeply involved with UNC, where I chair a committee for the Board of Visitors and help with the Moorhead Kane Scholarship Program. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? I started my first company when I was 22, and it's been an absolute roller coaster since then. The highs have been very high. The lows have been very low. I've failed 4 different businesses and have come dangerously close to bankruptcy. Most of my last 15 years has been walking a thin line between agonizing defeat and success. I've got some good war stories, but those are better over a beer. Nothing makes me madder than when folks disrespect people. My dad always said to treat people well always. The same people you see on the way up are the same ones you see on the way down. Life is too short to treat people poorly. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? I like eccentric dreamers, explorers, and people who fought for what they believed in. I'd probably say Richard Branson, Eleanor Roosevelt, Marco Polo, Rosa Parks, and Ernest Hemingway. What's your secret talent? I always wished I had a good talent. I'm not really good at anything. I'm just okay at a lot of things and have always been very curious. Recently, I've been told I make a really good potato salad. Our next honoree is Naani Lee. She's the CEO, Executive Director of Medical Careers Readiness of North Carolina, and she's 34. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Medical Careers is the first double minority institution to establish a medical training center recognized by the North Carolina Community College Board of Proprietary Schools to administer public instruction in Vance County. We have nationally certified over 1,000 students and assisted more than half of that number obtain employment. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Medical Careers has fostered its own chapter, number 4901, with the National Technical Honor Society. Students who have demonstrated proficiency in academic excellence are recognized for their resilience and determination. With this chapter, students gain access to exclusive scholarships to help further their education and advance their careers. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Negative self-talk and doubting our abilities can ultimately sabotage progress. Fear arises when we perceive ourselves as unworthy or uncertain, which can paralyze us from reaching our fullest potential. I've learned to remember that courage is not the absence of fear, but acting despite it. My ability to thrive is my superpower. Nothing makes me madder than when someone hands me the microphone. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Michelle and Barack Obama, and of course Jay-Z. What's your secret talent? I'm the DIY guru. What is the key lesson you've learned along the way? Don't miss the moment. It's a simple yet profound reminder to be present, to savor the fleeting beauty of life, and to appreciate the small things that often go unnoticed. Our next honoree is Eric Liebenguth. He's 38 years old, and he's the principal of CPL. What accomplishments are you most proud of? Professionally, I'm most proud of leading and growing an office that started with 2 people and now has 15, building a great team along the way. But ultimately, I'm most proud of my family and my kids. They bring a level of happiness to my life that is unmatched by anything else. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Throughout my career, I've been involved in many different causes and charities. As of recent, our team has been focused on NCNOMA, Project Pipeline, and other DEI initiatives throughout the Triangle. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Understanding conflicting priorities, especially with the work-life balance. My wife needs her husband, my kids need their father, and my office needs a leader. I may not ever have this perfected, but I have learned a lot about myself and the balance needed to be supportive of everyone. Nothing makes me madder than all you really have at the end of the day is your integrity and your word. I tend to be fairly easygoing, but when someone doesn't stand by their word is when I get the most frustrated. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Elon Musk comes to mind. He's such a fearless and fascinating person. He continues to be the forefront of technology advancement for the human race. Jerry Seinfeld is also someone who's reached the pinnacle of what he's good at, which is entertaining the world. I think he can remind us all that we do not have to always take ourselves so seriously. What's your secret talent? There was a time I used to be able to do flips and spins on a wakeboard. I grew up on a lake, and there were a lot of years I spent more time on and in the water than I did on land. Mary Lucas is the Vice President of Strategy and Growth at Transitions Life Care. She's 35 years old. What accomplishments are you most proud of? The decision I made mid-career to return to school and pursue my master's in healthcare management from Johns Hopkins University while continuing to work full-time. It was a challenging journey, but the experience and knowledge gained have been invaluable to both my personal and professional growth. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Through my weekly radio show and podcast, Aging Matters, I've helped raise awareness about issues affecting seniors, from healthcare to social isolation. Additionally, my passion for fostering aging and hospice dogs has driven me to volunteer with multiple organizations. Through this work, I created an annual fundraiser, Darla Fest, named after my hospice dog. This event supports our most vulnerable shelter dogs, ensuring they receive the love, care, and attention they deserve in their final chapter. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Transitioning into an executive leadership role at a healthcare organization during the pandemic. Adapting to new responsibilities while leading a team through uncertainty was both challenging and rewarding. I focused on empowering our team, leaning into the uncomfortable, and embracing flexibility to grow as a leader and an organization. Nothing makes me madder than injustice. This triggers a deep anger for me. There are many forms of injustice in our society, and instead of feeling helpless about it, it's always been important to channel my energy into advocacy and action. I've served on the City of Raleigh Human Relations Commission and Community Engagement Boards, where I collaborated with like-minded individuals to work towards a more equitable community. I look forward to continuing this work in new ways. Unfortunately, as often happens, the people at the end of the alphabet get the shaft on these things. We're not going to have time to read the rest of these stories. I'll read the names and their titles and ages for the rest of them. Morgan Mansa is the Deputy Director of Housing at Wake County Government, and she's 38 years old. Olusegun Oyegunwa is 37 years old, and he's the CEO of O2 Dental Group and Dino Kids Dental. Sam Pierce is the Raleigh lead of Monteef Construction. He's 36 years old. Lauren Romer is the executive director Raleigh founded, and she's 28 years old. Taylor Scruggs Smith is an attorney at Whitaker and Hamer PLLC. She's 30 years old. Ben Shepard is assurance senior director of RSM US LLP. He's 36 years old. Sarah Shepard is co-owner and operator of Heights House Hotel. She's 37 years old. R.J. Smith is chief financial officer of Bobbitt Construction. He's 39. John W. Umstead V is the chief financial officer of G1 Therapeutics. He's 39. Janessa Van Deen is the partner director of operations at HH Architecture. She's 38 years old. Elizabeth Wallace is account manager at Alfred Williams & Company. She's 30. Daniel Watley is director of design at Willers Ravenel. He's 39 years old. Paul Jakubitus is the founding attorney and CEO of Carey Estate Planning. He's 37. I'm sorry we didn't get to read those last few. They do sound like interesting folks. We've run out of time for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Hugh Bennett, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Business Journal is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. So long until next time. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.